And welcome to ReachMahjong.com's podcast. With you as always is Garth Nelson.
And Jen Barr.
And our producer, Troy Presley. In case anybody was wondering who in the world Troy without Presley was from last week. Welcome. We have another exciting week of Mahjong to talk about. How did your... what have you been doing besides League Sen? Have you been playing in any Mahjongs anywhere else?
In the past week? Just playing at Parlors.
At Parlors? For work or just for fun?
For work. I played at New Sen Tenbo, which is in Kinshicho. That's the one that Shintaro Kamimura runs. And I also played in Yokosuka Chuo at Irifune.
Very nice.
Irifune.
How is your free record these days?
Well, at New Sen Tenbo this week, I sucked.
That's not so good.
And then the next day I did pretty good. I lost the first two games in Yokosuka.
Uh-huh.
Then after that I went on to win like four games in a row.
Wow.
It was
very
pretty
nice.
Sweet.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I worked at whatchamacallit? Reds, where for the first time in quite some time.
I was going to say, you still do that, huh?
Yeah, I haven't been working there for a while, and I lost like crazy. Boy, you know, I have to say, I have a serious concentration problem, I think. I do well in the morning, and then after like, I don't know, 10, 15 games, whew, I just can't play. I just can't concentrate anymore.
Oh, because it's East only, so you have to play a lot of games.
Yeah, I played 30 games that day.
Dude, I couldn't concentrate at all at League for some reason. I still won my table, but I couldn't concentrate. I don't know what the problem was. Oh, wait.
You know what the problem was now?
I just figured
it out?
Yeah. Can we use that as a segue?
Fantastic,
I know
I'm
like getting into your schedule there.
Oh,
but.
No, absolutely. Yes, I remember this story. Yes. Let's hear the story.
The story about the sweatpants.
All right.
So I was sitting there playing, and there were two guys watching me, actually, which, of course, made me a little bit nervous, but Then there were two guys watching at another table.
Uh-huh.
And, like, one of these guys that was watching at the other table, he had two pairs of sweats on.
Two pairs of sweats
Yes.
on?
Yes. And the reason why I know that he had two pairs of sweats on is because the outer pair was down pretty much to his knees.
What? What was the purpose of these sweatpants?
I guess his knees were really cold. And, next... He had the inner pair of sweatpants on.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed, just after I noticed that he had two pairs of sweatpants on, I then noticed that he decided to put both of his hands inside the inner pair of sweatpants.
Uh-oh. Where is this going?
I know he's standing there with his hands in his pants, watching somebody at the other table.
Wow, Homer Simpson of Japan.
I don't know who he is watching. It was like he was trying to be kind of homie G, you know, with his two pairs of sweatpants, like, down around his ankles.
Were they all velvety, velour sort of sweatpants?
No, they were cheap pants. And so I started laughing about it when I was playing.
I can imagine that might break somebody's concentration.
Yeah, I couldn't keep my eyes, like, away from it, no matter how ugly the scene was. And then later I told Setokuma, I'm sorry, about it, the guy who won our second ReachMahjong.com Cup. I told him about it, and he said, you know, next time tell me, I'll go tell them to pull up their pants.
Oh, man, isn't it funny when people have to tell people to do the obvious?
So, apparently that's not proper etiquette when you're watching a league tournament at JPML.
Speaking of people managing to be inappropriate, you know, it's not like we don't have friends that walked in with beers once while they were watching.
Oh, wait, is there somebody in this room?
Well, there might be somebody in this room, huh?
What you're talking about?
Well, you know, it's like a sports spectator,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm glad you guys did it, because if you hadn't done it one of those days, I might have done it.
So the story there is that Troy and Andy, if you remember Andy from Italy, they were in Japan, and Garth and I were playing in Champions League, and they decided to come watch us. You know, we were happy about that, and they went to the konbini, got some beers, came back, and Fujiwara promptly told them that that was not appropriate. Not appropriate drinking materials for watching.
Get the hell out. All right, there's a couple trips down memory lane there to start us off.
Can I tell one more story about the people watching me?
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah.
Sorry. So the two guys watching me, like, I made some mistakes, actually, while I was playing. Like, that I knew mistakes, that I made while I was. Like, I had two east in my hand, and I was east in the east round. Uh-huh. So this is my double east, right? And so I discarded something. The person to my right discarded east. The person across from me discarded east. And then the person to my left discarded something before I realized that east came out in the first round, like the first discard.
Ouch.
So I missed that one. And then there was one other time when I should have chowed something when I didn't. But afterwards, when I was going up the stairs to check out your table, the two guys that were watching me were in the hallway, and they said, "Jen, I like your mahjong."
Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I said, "What?"
This was, one of the guys was the one with the sweats.
No. They were watching a different table.
Oh, okay.
So these guys were watching me. I mean, one of them had sweats on, but they were pulled up to an appropriate height.
Well, it's nice to know your fans have proper sweat wearing right. etiquette.
So he said, "Jen, I like your mahjong." I said, "Really?" He's like, "Yeah, when I watched you, you know, I watched you today and I learned a lot."
Uh-huh.
So that was really flattering, even though I felt like I'd made some mistakes. And I mentioned to him the mistakes I thought I made, and he's like, "Yeah, you know, oh well. But I like your mahjong." So that was really flattering. Was
that
really,
is nice.
Really
always
happy
nice
with
to
that.
Have somebody compliment you on
yeah.
your play. All right, that starts us off. Let's talk a little bit about some mahjong news. One of the things I saw in the news is that Kyokai, the Japanese Professional Mahjong Association, they are having the Nihon Open, Japanese Open, and from what I see on the flyer, it looks like it's pro only. There's a pro qualifying round, and then I didn't see any amateur qualifying round, so...
Wow, that's funny, because I thought, oh, that's the Japan Open. So the one that Kiko, Mahjong Organization, runs is the Open, not Japan Open.
Totally open. So this is open only to pros, I guess. So if we do have any pros out there listening who still want to get into the tournament, the pro qualifier will be on March 7th, followed by the Honsen, the main tournament on the next weekend, and the finals 2 weeks after that.
Oh, but isn't that the one that JPML can't play in?
I don't think so, because they were handing out the the flyers at League's End.
Oh, what was the one that Fujiwara mentioned that we can't play in?
I do not know. I thought that was Kiko that we cannot play in.
Yeah, there is a tournament, the Open, that we are not allowed to play in, because you have to be registered as a member of Japan Mahjong Organization for it.
Okay.
And we aren't allowed to register for other organizations in Japan, so
obviously
something
not,
like that,
yes.
Right?
Okay, and other news. I see that the U.S. Professional Mahjong League is going to be holding their second Reach event on the 21st of this month.
Right.
That's it comes on the heels of their first event, which was held last month in New York City.
Yes.
It will be held in New York City again on West 29th Street between 6th and 7th. I thought that was kind of strange. West 29th Street is between 6th and 7th? Wouldn't 29 be between 28 and 30? I don't know. It's one of those New York things, I guess. But
West Coasters just don't understand.
Me, West Coasters, did you just say? Which West Coast are you from? So anyway, yes, that's they had 15 or 20 players. It looked like at their last event, so it looks like they're getting a little group together to start off their league.
Cool.
Definitely looking forward to hearing about some real competitions too, and if. It would be nice to get over there and participate in one.
Yeah, it would. I think maybe by next year at the latest, we should be able to take a trip. We have to go to Europe this year, so it's going to be tough.
Yes, we do have trips coming up in Europe for the big tournaments there.
Right.
Not really much to report new on the World Series of Mahjong. Yes, we're just still planning on setting up some qualifiers here in Japan.
Yeah, our first ReachMahjong.com Cup will be on March 28th.
March 28th.
Yep,
all right.
And we'll have one a month after that.
All right.
Every month until August. August will be, I think August 3rd or so will be the last one.
All right.
So, or maybe it's the 1st, August 1st, whatever the weekend day is.
August, okay, yes.
I think
nice.
It's 31st and 1st. So, we will be having, the schedule's already set. once we get the venue and everything, then we will give you more details. But we already put an announcement on the website.
Very nice. Look forward to qualifying tournaments for the World Series of Mahjong coming from ReachMahjong.com.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about some of the big names in Mahjong. What happened last week at our final league play for the year? In A1, no big surprise. Who finished first and third? Shibata and Sakakawa were already pretty far up there, but the big surprise would have to be our buddy Seto Kuma, who pulled off a big plus 89. Did you happen to watch anything?
No, I wasn't there that day.
I heard that he got Yakuman. Some Yakuman, and I heard it was, I think it was Kokushi.
Wow.
Kokushi Miso.
Yeah,
13 orphans.
Cool.
Which propelled him to a big plus 89 and into second place. So the championship game will be between Shibata, Seto Kuma, Sakagawa, and Maehara. They will be playing for the Phoenix Cup and another 10 grand, those lucky rat bastards.
Nice. I really hope that Seto Kuma wins it.
It would be exciting to see him win, because he's one of those players that is... Like, it was funny that I just happened to mention this last week.
I know.
He's just always hanging out there in the middle of the pack, and then, wham, he just shoots right up to the top.
That was the first thing I thought of, too, when I saw that he made it.
Way to go. Way to make him stick my foot in my mouth. Okay, moving on to A2, Sawazaki and Fujisaki pulled off the no-surprise win there and will be moving up to A1 next season.
They're really buddy-buddy, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
They do North Kanto together, too.
How are they doing in North Kanto?
Not as good as me.
Oh, yes, that's right. You're doing very well, aren't you?
I am.
In B1, big mistake from last week. It wasn't West Egg, it was 4 eggs, and it wasn't even egg anyway. It was so not only do I have a foot in my mouth, but I have egg on my face. The name there was Shi Yanagi, and he continued to stay in first place.
Can I be a jerk for a second?
Oh, yes?
Okay, so all you Mahjong players out there, make sure that you can read the difference between 4 and West.
Yes, that's generally... You're not going to be able to put together too many nice runs if you keep confusing West with 4. All right, and I was also rooting for Sarukawa. He was in fourth place, but just behind the current third place, to pull it off and jump into second. He did get a plus 20, which put him ahead of Iwai Kenta, but the big surprise would be Yamada Hiro, who also had another big day, plus 103, which gave him plus 99 and put him in second place to be the other player moving back into the A leagues.
Nice.
He had dropped down from, I think it was A1, actually, when we first started, and he has now put himself back in the A leagues.
How
way
about
to go, Yamada.
Aki? Did Aki stay in A2?
Aki, I think, must have missed something, because she had a minus 100.
Oh, no.
All of a sudden. So I guess she will be moving back down to B1
wow,
also.
Wow, that's really too bad.
Yeah, that's a little disappointing, because she had worked so hard to put herself back in the middle of the pack,
yeah.
And then something, I guess, just went wrong.
Something must have happened, because the A-Leagues, they won't miss league for a guest job or anything
right.
like that. It must
it's,
have been something
it's
happened.
Been something pretty serious. And the last name in B1, Sasaki, he got a big plus 42, so he will also be staying in B1. B2, our buddy Kono. He had kind of just an average day, but there was kind of a big gap between him and the other players staying in B2. So he needs either somebody to quit, or he needs one of us to beat Yoshida. in the special league, because if one of us takes Yoshida out, then nobody will be moving into B2 from special league, and Kono will hold on to his spot in B2.
So that's our goal for next week.
Yes, our big goal for way to go us. What a small thing to be shooting for. Yes.
Well, it would be actually okay. I think that we should make a plan right now. We should put me. You should take first.
Yes, definitely.
You should put me in second place.
Because you only want to move up to C1.
Well, then Kono could stay in B2.
Oh, right. Yes,
so
see, that makes sense. Okay,
you could win and get the money, since you can't move up to the leagues anyway, since you have a negative in Pro League.
Yes.
I could use my positive that I worked so hard to get in the Pro League and move up to C1. Kono can stay in B2.
Huge.
And the other two people that were so, like, confident about how they're going to win all season, Yoshida and Hojo Emi, can just stay humble.
Yes, except that speaking of Hojo Emi, she got a big minus 57 to finish minus 33 for the season.
Oh, no.
So it doesn't matter how she finishes in Special League either.
Maybe she won't show up.
She's also only playing for the money. I don't think that's going to happen.
I wish
we
that
know what
all
happens
of you
when that happens.
Ninus people would just not show up.
Yes, that would be good for
then,
you. Yes.
Yeah.
Then I'd probably get kicked out of the league. Other of our buddies, Kami Murda, who we just mentioned at the beginning, who runs Sentenbo, he had a big surprise, plus 67 to be the bottom person moving up from C2 into C1.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
Way to go, Kami Murda.
Yay.
He takes 7th and will be moving into C1 next season. In D1, where yours truly and our other truly have been languishing for quite some time now, I got a big minus 50, just couldn't get crap, and that puts me at minus 125, which actually puts me in the group of 8 people moving down to D2. Ouch. So I'm also hoping that people here and there quit, or I will be moving down to D2.
But it always happens for you, so.
Yes, who knows. How was your final league session?
Well, like I said, I couldn't concentrate very well, but I guess I must have played mostly well. I made, I think, 3 mistakes that I can remember for sure, when I should have called tiles.
Uh-huh.
2 when I should have called tiles and I didn't, and 1 when I discarded something I shouldn't have. But they weren't, you know, huge, huge mistakes.
Didn't end up hurting you too much. Huh?
No, you can always come back from those kind of small mistakes. So I was hoping for a plus 80 or so. I got plus 20 instead, but my minimum goal was to get a positive in case I get lucky in the Special League this weekend. So
well,
I
way
was
to go.
Able to pull that off.
Well done. Yes, you finished, I think it was 14th. Which was 3 places out of the out of the group that moved up. There was a bit of distance between you and the 11th place person, so it would have taken a pretty big win to get up there.
Right. But it looks like if I get around 60 or so at Special League, then I have a chance of making it to the final. If I get a 60 on Saturday, and then if I get something like that, a 60 or something on Sunday, then I might have a chance of placing in the top 3. So
wow, way to go.
I would say that's probably around what my goal is. We'll see what happens. I have to try and beat Aisawa. And she's very aggressive, so that'll be tough.
She is aggressive.
Yeah.
For a girl.
She is a girl.
Oh, that's what I meant.
She really is. On her like official documents, she's a girl.
I know. I'm just trying to stick my foot in my mouth.
I know. I'm trying to help.
Okay, and just so that it doesn't seem like we are always only being... we're not associationist. I thought I'd mention a couple of results from other associations in Kyokai, the Pro Mahjong Association. Asakura Yukari has won for the 2nd year in a row the women's league there.
Wow.
I'm not sure if you remember, but she was also on the final table with me this year in last year in Masters.
Wow, she must be good.
She is pretty strong, and she's had a pretty good year, obviously.
Wow, nice.
And yes, also the Ryu-O tournament from Saikoisen, the Dragon King tournament, will be wrapping up this weekend with some big names from Renmei are in the finals. Setokuma, Tomotake, Sarukawa, and Masuda.
Wow.
So wishing
busy guys.
Yes, wishing good luck to our buddies to steal the title from the other pro associations. So then we are just talking about Renmei again.
Woohoo. That's great. How did you do at the Dragon King tournament?
I got beaten by this guy that I am now calling the Tonky Donkey. It was
Tonky
really
is a single weight.
Yes, you may remember last week I was complaining about single weights. Oh my god, this guy, like, seriously, I went to both qualifying rounds. Both qualifying rounds, I ended up playing him in the last game of the day. Both times, I had a shot at going if I won that last game. And pretty much both times, he ended up knocking me out with some crazy Tonky weight. Which is why he is now the Tonky Donkey, the single tile weight donkey.
So our definition of donkey is anybody who beats Garth.
Yes. Or sometimes it's anybody who beats you.
Yeah.
It's basically anybody who wins, yes. Besides us.
Yes.
All right, yes. That was my Dragon King. So my next chance at a title will have to be the the Pro Association's Japan Open. Nippon Open.
I won't be able to play in that. I'll be in Macau that weekend at the Macau Poker Cup. So.
All right, that wraps it up for our league wrap-up. Let's talk a little bit about strategy, our one-point strategy. Well, not really strategy this time, but our one-point talk.
Okay.
Today, I would like to talk about a couple of rules that, I don't know. I don't know if they're really central to the game of Mahjong, but they are, you know, generally a part of a lot of Mahjong games. They're certainly a part of the rules in Japan, in the Japan Mahjong League. The first one will be Tsumibo, which is the continuances, and the second will be Tochuu Ryukoku, the sudden draws. So okay. There are two kinds
abortive,
of draws.
Abortive draws EMA rules, and I think we call them special draws in my book.
All right, okay. So first of all, there are, let's see, where are my notes here? The Tsumibo, what is the point of the continuances? I mean, do you know any history behind these things? Like, why have they chosen to do it the way they have? No? Because I... that was a good look of consternation there.
Yeah,
so,
looks don't translate to podcasts very well.
Yes. the thing is, it's there's a 300-point increase in the amount of points that will be won on any hand the dealer continues to be the dealer for.
Right.
And what is the point? I don't understand 300 points. When you consider the amount of points that people are generally winning on hands, it really does seem like kind of a waste of time.
Mm.
And for me, I think I like it much better, like at the way they have it at a lot of East only games,
yeah,
where the continuance is always worth 1,500 points, so that in the end that actually has some meaning. By the time the dealer has won like two or three hands, or has continued to two or three hands, there's 4,500 points out there that you can win just by winning a 1,000 point hand. It definitely changes the way that you're going to start playing the hands, and it makes, I don't know, it seems to give reason, I think, to the continuances.
Right. Well, I think that the 300 point ones were probably created at a time where the rules were more like A rules, like we play in the league. So there were not first turn wins at Ippatsu, and there were not Uradora, the hidden mm-hmm. doras. And so it wasn't quite as inflated of a game.
Uh-huh.
So 300 points had a lot more meaning.
They,
you know,
would
when
have
we're
more
playing
effect. Uh-huh.
When we're playing in league, the 300 points is actually quite a lot. It's 0.3. And when some people, you know, they have a difference in moving up or down by 1 point, right? 1,000 mm-hmm. points. So.
Hmm. All right. So in the A rules, I guess it can still have a little bit of meaning. But
yeah.
I don't know, for me, I can certainly understand some people's point of view when they say that they are I don't know, a little bit meaningless, and I would not be against increasing the contingencies to 1,500 points just to give them a little bit more meaning.
The place that I play in Yokosuka, they actually had, it was 1,500 mm-hmm. for each continuance, and it was east south. It was not east only.
Oh, that's interesting. So
yeah.
There's a place that's not even just east only, and they are using the 1,500 rule. Huh?
They were. In December, they changed it, and now they're back to 300 points.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Do you have any idea why?
It was a little bit of a higher rate
uh-huh.
at that point when they're using the 1,500 points.
Huh.
I think they didn't want to get rid of it entirely because it's just not the way the game is played here.
Mm-hmm.
But the 1,500 points makes it it makes the rate quite higher. And also the UMA, the placing bonus, was also
uh-huh.
a little bit higher than it is at most east-south parlors.
Interesting.
So they wanted to lower the rate a little bit to appeal to a younger crowd.
Uh-huh.
So that's why they changed it.
All right. All right, so that's the continuances. The other issue that I think is, I don't know, it's people are considering in their rule sets right now, is abortive draws. There are four types of aborted draws. I'm not sure if you can remind me on the English names. When the same wind comes out on the first round, like if all four players throw west,
right.
In Japanese that's called Sufurenda, a four-wind draw.
Yeah, four-wind
draw. Four-wind
discard.
Draw, okay. Another situation which will cause the game, the hand to end suddenly in a draw, is when all four players reach. Another situation is when there are four Kongs in a hand. The Kongs can be from any players. once the fourth Kong is declared, the hand is over.
Right, or after they declare and discard one tile.
Declare and discard, yes.
Usually you have to discard it as well.
And
they have to be at least from two different players. It's not one player with four Kongs, because that would be...
Oh, that's right, yes. So. Obviously, yes, if that were the case, then nobody would ever be able to win the Yakumon hand, right?
Yes.
And the final type of abortive draw is the nine types of useless tiles. in Japanese,
it's called
Kyushu Kyuhai.
Yeah, nine terminals or honors.
Nine piles of nine tiles.
Nine
piles.
Types. Nine tiles, nine types.
Nine types,
that's
okay. and this, I guess, is to help players who want to throw away a hand that is, you know, it's generally not going to be a very successful hand. It's going to be difficult to win. And so you can start over the hand if you happen to have nine different types of one, nine, and terminal tiles.
Right.
Okay. Do you feel that any of these...
What about the three people winning on the same discard?
Well, that's not really... Oh, okay, I guess you could call that a draw.
It's the exact same...
Pardon?
It's the other ones. It is. It's the exact same type of special draw. Three people win on the same discard most places, end the hand, and start over with the same dealer, or the dealer moves, or whatever
right.
their rules are for that.
I guess I wouldn't have thought of that as an abortive draw so much as since... obviously, when somebody wins, the hand always ends when somebody wins.
Yeah, but nobody gets points.
But nobody wins. So a three-person ron...
Yep.
Would be yes, another case of abortive draw or a draw. Do you feel like any of these draws could be taken out of the game and help improve the game?
Well, obviously, I mean, a lot of places do take all of them out of the game.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
And just continue the game on at New Sentenbo. When four people reach, you keep playing.
Right. I think most Mahjong parlors are like that, except for the really old school ones.
Right.
Most of them do not have abortive draws.
Yeah. Well, at New Sentenbo, they do have the nine tiles, nine types, Kyushu Kyuhai, but the dealer rotates when you do that, so a lot of people don't declare it. If they're losing or for different reasons.
I think I guess it would not really make that big a difference if all of these were taken out. And in fact, obviously, we played a lot of parlors where they are all taken out.
Right.
And they tend not to affect the game. I have to say, I think I've seen maybe twice. But I can only think of once when I've seen four Kongs. Four person reach happens. I don't know. I could see that probably four or five times a year.
Right.
Four wins is actually not that uncommon, and especially, I don't know, people will actually try to do it sometimes when there's a, if you happen to be in the lead, and
right.
it gets around, if, three Wests are thrown, or it gets around to you and you have a West, you're like, wow, and the dealer turn rotates, of course you're going to throw a West right there.
Right. Well, do you know why a couple of these were created because of superstition?
I was going to get into that.
Sorry.
So, yeah, actually, yeah, why don't you tell that? Because I think you're more familiar with the superstition
stories. Well, at least for the four quads, the four con one, that one is really the entire word. Because four is, unlucky in the Chinese and Japanese culture. Because it sounds like death. The
right.
word sounds like death. It's in Chinese. And the tone is different when you say death. But in Japanese, it sounds the same. Exactly the same. Shi. Also, con...
Mm-hmm.
is a word in Chinese to mean coffin.
Really?
So if you have four quads, I think the Chinese character is probably different, but if you have four quads, it's death coffin, basically.
Wow.
So that was one reason to end it. Also with the four winds, because, just because it got to the number four. Kind of. Maybe there's a deeper meaning for it, but the things with four generally were...
So would that also
be... to end the game because of the superstition, because it was unlucky.
Is that also why then four person reach, you think?
Well, I'm not sure because they don't have reach in the Chinese game, so I'm really not sure about that one. But
I think I remember hearing somebody say once that four person reach, at least some thinking rationale behind for such a rule was that once everybody is reached, there's no longer any skill involved, which I can sort of see that because obviously everybody's just drawing and discarding until somebody gets lucky. But obviously, before they got to that point, some people may have planned a little harder to have a better weight.
Right.
And so I think, in the end, I don't think that's a very good argument for ending the game there, just because it's just up to luck now. That doesn't quite seem like a valid argument to me. And you know, they do a lot of times they do just kind of make the game they drag it out unnecessarily.
Right.
And so I think these, while they are part of the rules for the Japanese Professional Mahjong League, most of the other associations do not use them. And in fact, most Mahjong parlors do not use them.
Well, the Mahjong parlors, their main reason for not using them is because it slows down the game.
Right.
And they want to get as much rake as possible. So they want to speed up the game and finish the games as quickly as possible. Right.
One other thing, I've mentioned this before, and just while we're talking about rules, one of my little pet peeves, Daiminkan Pao. I hate that. I do not see why the person who throws a tile that somebody...
So Daiminkan Pao is basically, the Pao is where you have to take responsibility for somebody's win because of something you discarded. So
right.
If somebody declares a quad on a tile that you discard, and then they draw their winner from the supplementary tile... If that's their winning tile, then whoever discarded the tile that they quadded on has to pay the entire thing,
despite the fact that the guy just sumod. He just drew his winning tile.
Right.
And the thing that really irks me about this is that it actually overrides the friten rule.
Right.
I threw a tile once where the guy quadded. He drew from the king's tiles. It happened to be his winner, and I had to pay the entire 18,000 points because they used that rule, and he was friten at the time. He had thrown away his winning tile already, and then he happened to draw it there when I don't see how I can be throwing a winner to somebody when he's friten.
And not every place uses that either. That's
that's another one of those rules that is not standard everywhere.
Right.
So, in a discussion about rules, that's my pet peeve. Ugh, God, I hate the what is it? The
plus they get an extra point if they draw it on the king style.
Right. Yeah. So, God, it's just annoying. All right. Well, that ends our little discussion of rules: the continuances, the abortive draws, and the sudden the penalty for making somebody Kong.
Right.
All right, let's wrap it up for this week. Let's see, what's going on? What do we have coming up? This weekend we have Special League.
Yep, in 2 days we have our Special League. Whoever wins from that goes on to Sunday and plays.
All right.
And Champions League is the last session this weekend as well.
All right, and we have the final session of Champions League. So two big events, two big results coming up to look forward to. And when does North Kanto League finish?
The week after, so we'll talk about it next week.
Very good. So, once again, thank you very much for listening. If you would like to contact us, we are contactable at reachmahjong.com. My address is Garthe, Garthe, at reachmahjong.com. And yours is?
Jen, Jenn, at reachmahjong.com.
Thank you very much for listening, and thanks to Troy Presley for helping us out here. We'll come back at you next week.
本気リーチに一発ロー南麻雀やりましょう目指すはもちろん役満勝モニーは絶対かけましょう本気リーチに一発ロー上がれば気分は抑えく場所はかなり錆びれたジャンスマージャンワイドクラブ お兄さんまたそれ論やわ。